Hey guys, welcome to Performance Medicine Audio. This is another episode of Dictations. These are the conversations that make up our weekly doctor's note. Thank you guys for coming over to the podcast from the doctor's note. This week was really a follow-up conversation with Dr. Rogers about Charlotte's Web, the CBD oil company that we use at Performance Medicine. We had a Facebook Live that got pretty popular, and we got a lot of messages about where we talked about with John Kennedy from Charlotte's Web, kind of about their difference between all the other CBD oil companies out there. So it's a really interesting follow-up conversation. It's kind of what Dr. Rogers got out of the conversation with John, and just more detail as to who CBD oil is for and what it can actually help with. So I'm gonna let you get to the conversation. Thanks so much for being here. If you want to check out that Facebook Live interview with John Kennedy, please go to our Facebook page, just Performance Medicine. It's the Tri-Cities one. The Knoxville one, I'll share it on that as well. So you can go to that one as well if you need to. So here's the conversation, the follow-up with Dr. Rogers on Charlotte's Web and CBD oil. Enjoy. Dr. Rogers, we've had quite a week around CBD oil. We had John Kennedy in the office on Thursday. We had a great Facebook Live interview that we're going to link up in the notes here so everyone can see. What's been your biggest takeaway from that talk you had with John, and kind of where things are going with CBD oil?
Well, you know, John works for Charlotte's Web, the number one seller of CBD oil. And, you know, he's been a good resource for us. He's certainly a very educated man and an expert in CBD oil uses, side effects, et cetera. And, you know, it just kind of reinforced everything I've kind of thought over the past several years about CBD oil, and that it's very effective for many things. As a salesman, you can't really make a lot of claims, but I can tell you as a physician, you know, how it helps people. And what I found is that it helps a lot of people with anxiety for certain. It helps people with PTSD. It helps relax people, helps them sleep at night. It helps chronic pain of many types, from fibromyalgia to arthritis pain, even to minor injuries when you use the cream. So it has a lot of uses. It's been very effective over the past half year or so. We've been using Charlotte's Web. And our patients, they rave about it. I haven't had one person tell me they didn't like it. If they didn't feel an effect from it, it was usually because they didn't know how to dose it. So it's got a lot of uses. I think Charlotte's Web is, you know, the best company out there for this, and certainly the only one that we have in our office. The thing with CBD oil, it's getting so popular that, you know, the local hair salon, gym, 7-Eleven, anybody sells it because it's okay to sell it by the FDA now. But, you know, you're talking about quality, you're talking about purity of the product, talking about how to dose it and when to use it. I mean, so I think that's very important.
Well, where do you think this kind of fits in, or where do you think medical marijuana will fit in with CBD oil with the possibility of that becoming a thing?
Well, you know, it's already a thing in many states. Virginia just passed it, so it's going to be a thing very soon in Virginia. And I assume that Tennessee will follow suit at some point. You know, I think that, gosh, if you had a choice, wouldn't you rather take something that wouldn't have a psychoactive ingredient in it, like, you know, marijuana does? With THC. So if you had a product that was a lot safer, you know, wouldn't cloud your mind, and you certainly take it. And I think there are many uses for medical marijuana, but I just think CBD oil does not have any active THC in it, so it's definitely safe. It's definitely legal in all the states, and there's just very little abuse of it. You're not going to get addicted to it. You're not going to get high off of it. It's going to help your pain, and it's just a lot less worrisome to me.
How are you going to, or how have you approached dosing with the patients that you've put on CBD oil? Is there like something that you've noticed you're doing on a regular basis from a dosing standpoint that patients might want to might it might help?
Well, most people start out on the oils, the sublingual under the tongue oils, rather than the capsules. The eventual goal is to get you to a capsule, but you got to figure out what dose works for you first. So there's basically four different strengths. They all work. The mildest strength, I wouldn't use for anything except very mild anxiety. So I usually start out with the moderate strength product with Charlotte's Web, and start out with like a dropper full, and then work up to the 2 dropper fulls. You have to hold it under your tongue. The reason that I eventually like people get to the capsules is because the oils can cause some GI problems in some people. Again, there's not much of it, but it can, and some people don't like the taste of it. But Charlotte's Web, to me, I've had both the products and they don't bother me at all. And it certainly helps me sleep when I take it at night. So I think it's a matter of just titrating the dose up till you get the desired effect. And then, if possible, switch off to one of the capsules and just take a capsule.
So finding the dose through the oils, the dose that works best for you, and then from there you can, take a capsule, keep doing the droppers, whatever you feel like works best.
Right. You just have to kind of, the other thing I tell people, give it 30 days before you really make a judgment. Now, some people will say they're better in, 2 hours, especially for sleep and that anxiety. But, for chronic pain and PTSD and some of the fibromyalgia and things like that, sometimes it need to give it a month try before you make a judgment. And then you really have to be, talk to a physician that knows a lot about it on, why you're using the product, how to use it, and look at all the other stuff that you got to consider too.
Is this something, this is just a question I have, is this something that people stay on for, for a long period of time, or is it just like once they, either get rid of the pain or they get a better sleeping habit, is this something that they stay on for a while?
They certainly can stay on it. It's not habit forming, but a lot of people, my goal is to have people get off medications if they don't need it. So a lot of times, if you do the other stuff right, like you get out of your pain and you start exercising, or your anxiety's better, so you're automatically going to sleep better. You can kind of get into a pattern to where you won't, eventually you probably won't need it, and then it'll be there for use just as needed, what we call PRN. So that's the way I prefer it.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I just wanted to follow up on that interview with John. And unless you have anything else to add about CBD oil, I'm the gonna let you go and enjoy your Sunday.
Well, I appreciate it. The only thing I can emphasize again is there's a lot of difference between some of these companies that put out the CBD oil. If you do your research and look at the different companies, the Charlotte's Web will rise to the top. It's a pure product. The filtration process is a little different, and it's just, you can just trust it. I wouldn't use anything that I wasn't sure was very trusted product. So I think it is the best one. That's the only reason we use it. But any questions, just come to one of the offices and we'll be glad to talk to you about it.
That sounds great, Dr. Rogers. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
All right, bye.